They are celebrating 50 years with Mintz and Hoke. Let's welcome Ron Perrine and Sarah Beth Donovan. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Unfortunately, Ron's not able to join us, but I'm joined by our Chief Creative Officer, Sean Crane.
Hey, Sean. How are you, Sean?
Good. How you doing, Gary?
I'm not too shabby over here. How about yourself? Are you enjoying your 50 years?
That we are,
We've
got a lot planned, and it's a big celebration.
And like one of our partners said, we don't look a day over 35.
That's the key, right? Tell us a little bit about yourselves, as well as Mintz and Hoke. What does Mintz and Hoke do?
Well, Mintz and Hoke is a full-service advertising agency, and you know what that means is we bring whatever communication solutions our clients might need to bear. So that's everything from advertising, as is obvious in the name, but branding solutions, public relations, all suites of digital services from website development to sales tools, and media planning and buying, which I've personally head up that practice, and have the good fortune of having some clients on air with your station right now.
Nice. Love it. What a partnership we have then. 50 years, I was just mentioning a moment ago. That's an impressive milestone in any era, particularly the one that we're currently all living in right now. How have you done it, especially over the last few years or even 18 months?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's you know, obviously, you know, things have changed drastically in 50 years for everybody, particularly in the advertising space, as there's so many more ways to reach people. So we've had to adapt, but it's more what we haven't changed than what we've changed, which we attribute to our longevity. And we used to call it street smarts, getting out in the streets, you know, getting out of the office and into the heads of our clients' customers. We now call it being immersively different, and it's the idea that we're, you know, no matter what, we're going to immerse ourselves in our clients' worlds to make sure that we can fully understand what's in their heads, and only then can we change perceptions.
And how do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of things we do. You know, we don't, all agencies do a lot of traditional focus group testing. We do all that, but we also like to, you know, go on ride-alongs with clients.
Okay.
If it's a construction client, we're going to go to the construction site and hang out all day on the rooftop with the workers. Just really get into the, whatever that business is that we're doing work for. We want to live the life of the people we're trying to reach.
So you're really...
It's not uncommon for us to secret shop. You know, if we're trying to represent a client's challenge, we need to understand what the user experience is like. So take, for example, if we're doing something with a healthcare client, you know, we're going to go in, we're going to make the appointment, we're going to understand operationally, was that a smooth process? We're going to attend the appointment. What was that experience like, so that we can truly understand not only what the client's expectations and understanding of their business experience is, but what is the actual end consumer's real life experience? Because only then can you come up with the solution that's going to speak to both sides.
So you really get to know your clients intimately. You don't just sit down and have a few conferences with them face to face. I mean, you're doing your pretty extensive and comprehensive homework.
Absolutely. And to Sean's point, that immersion, that immersively different line, moving away from street smarts, it's representative of the current climate we're in. You know, you used to get out in the street, and then as you mentioned, over COVID, how do you immerse yourself differently?
Right.
With digital tools and things like that, but we still found a way over the last 16, 18 months, as you mentioned, to become still a part of the fabric of our clients and our clients' customers' experiences.
Can you share a few notable Connecticut campaigns, and maybe some of our listeners would know?
Yeah, you know, I think on the heels of the COVID conversation, one of the clients that we're super proud to have had a longstanding relationship with is Hartford Healthcare.
Okay.
You know, they do the hard work on the front lines. There's no question about that, and keeping our communities healthy and safe and informed. But our role was to bring those messages to the market and make sure at each point throughout that pandemic, our communities knew where they could get the services they needed, whether it was information, whether it was testing, or whether now it's in the vaccine and even returning to normalized care. So, you know, that's just one client that over the last year plus, you know, it's been really critical to stay nimble and in very close partnership because things were moving so fast. But then you think about Access Health Connecticut. You know, this year has taught us also that we really need to look at equity and how there are that is being addressed in the healthcare space, and we're working with them very closely on research against health disparities and how is the state of Connecticut we're going to come out of this in a better position to make sure that everyone in our state and beyond is well cared for. And then, you know, I think we've all had a tough year, so everyone wants to have a good night at Mohegan Sun, and we're proud to have been a partner since they first opened their doors as well.
Wow, that's impressive. What is Mintz and Hoke's greatest impact on Connecticut?
You know, I think, you know, we have a long history of working with a lot of different state agencies and a lot of nonprofit work and just using creativity to solve problems for people. You know, as the chief creative officer, that's the thing that I get most excited about. And, you know, Sarah Beth mentioned Access Health, who we're working with right now, and we're working on you know, the health disparities issue, and just kind of bringing that to the forefront so people can truly understand, you know, using creativity to help people understand what is meant by that.
And I think one of the things we're super proud, being a Connecticut-based organization for 5 decades, is we've been able to give voice to the many businesses and mission-driven organizations, like Sean mentioned, that drive the fabric of our Connecticut economic engine, right? So we sit in support of keeping the Connecticut business community strong. If we're doing our jobs well, it's not ever shining a light on us, but it's shining a light on the client business. And we believe greatly in the diversity of our Connecticut industries, and our clients represent a mix of a wide range of offerings and businesses, and we're just proud to be able to support them.
As you should. I really appreciate your time this morning. Sean Crane and Sarah Beth Donovan celebrating 50 years as a Connecticut ad agency with Mintz and Hoke. Congratulations on that. And you can join the conversation, #MintzHoke50, #immersively different.